Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast, small changes you can easily make to improve your life. Welcome to the Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast by Business English with Christina. If you want to be confident speaking English, network with professionals around the world, and practice speaking to become fluent faster, join us. We have 9 conversation sessions every week. Plus, podcast listeners get a 50% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code FFCC50. The link to join is in the show notes. Now, let's go. Hey, this is Christina here with your Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast. And today we're going to be talking about small changes that you can easily make to improve your life. I feel like we all want to improve our lives, but then we also all feel like it's complicated, it's difficult. We don't have the time to think about that. We don't have the energy to actually do it. All of these excuses. So today with Linda, we're going to be talking about small changes that you can easily make, and very, very excited about this one. Linda, how are you doing today?
I'm all right. Hot, but all right. How about you?
Yeah, it's same here. Hot, but okay. And actually, just in case, because people might be like, why are you guys hot? It's October. No, we're recording this. It is the middle of August, and it's this massive heat wave in France for the past 2 weeks. So hopefully by the time you're actually listening to this, it will be lovely fall weather and close to Halloween and all that fun stuff. But at the moment of recording, we are dying of heat. So let's look at how we can improve our lives.
All right. So we have this article that we're taking a look at. Do you want me to introduce the article?
Or sure, would
you
go ahead. Yeah.
Okay. So 57 small changes. I took a look through the article and I put it into a few different categories. Mm. First of all, overall, if we look at it, it's talking about your mindset, meaning like positivity, possibilities, creativity, and then systems. So systems being like, how do you manage your life? How do you manage productivity, efficiency, your goals, things you want to make progress on? Mm. And so then after that, I broke it down into a couple different categories.
Yeah.
And I took a look at the favorite things that I actually agree with on their list. And then things that I did not agree with. And I called that category nope.
Just like, it's not happening. I'm not doing it. No, not happening. And I think that's good because, you know, a lot of times we see these articles where it's like 10 tips for whatever, you know, 57 ways to change your life. You don't have to do all of them. And it's totally fine to be like, no, I don't like that. I'm not going to do it. I disagree. To really pick and choose the ones that work for your life. So, yeah. So what are the ones you definitely agree with?
So definitely agree with. Number one for me, getting outside of my comfort zone. So number 22, if it's scary, do it now.
Mm, yeah.
But here, the expression that they use is feel the fear, then do it anyway.
That's like the motto I try to live by. Just because it's the title of the book that I read when I was thinking about wanting to start my own business. And I was totally afraid. I am not this like naturally born entrepreneur business owner. Like I wanted to be a university professor and have this nice, calm, quiet, tranquil life. And then I read this book and it was like, feel the fear and do it. And it was like, okay, I guess I just have to do it and we'll see what happens. So yeah, I totally agree with that.
I think I agree with everything you just said. And it's funny because university professor was also what I was on track to do before I moved here.
Yeah, right.
Maybe there's a certain type of person.
You start out wanting to be a university professor and then you just, I don't know, take this stray path somewhere.
So what this made me think of was when I was going to school for psychology, sociology, we talked a lot about different psychological principles. And there's one that talks about if you're in your comfort zone, you're not growing. Mm. Right? So you can have comfort or growth, but not both.
Right.
So in order for you to get to the point where you overcome your fear and you get to the zone where you're learning or you're growing, you can't just stay in that zone of comfort or you're never going to grow, which is exactly what you were just saying. But it's when I think about the times in my life that I have grown the most, and I imagine it's the same for you, it's when I did something that completely scared me.
Yeah,
There were
exactly.
times where I failed doing that, and there were times where I succeeded, but either way, I grew and became a
Exactly.
better person.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, 'cause you're really pushing yourself and yeah, you just have to do it.
So that's the most important. The next one for me is take time to plan and prioritize. So that was number 46, and that I have to have a to-do list or things don't get done.
Yeah, same here. Yeah.
I have to have a list for things I must do, and then a thing for things I want to do. I end up putting out fires because things fall through the cracks
Yeah.
and they don't get done.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I've tried to incorporate, there's this concept that's called to eat the frog. So doing the thing that's the most difficult or the most challenging,
Yeah.
the worst thing to get it out of the way and
Yeah.
just get it done, get it done, get it over with.
Yeah, it's that's like how I it when I'm, working out my schedule for the day, like in the first thing I'll do in the day, it's what I call the deep work. And it's generally the stuff where it's like I need to make sure that this gets done, so I'm going to get it out of the way in the morning before I check my emails or respond to notifications and all of that stuff, because otherwise it does not get done
Yeah,
and
you
it
get
needs to get done.
distracted. Yeah,
Yeah.
exactly. Yeah. The next one that was super important for me, number 38, stop comparing yourself to others.
Yeah, totally.
Everybody, it reminds me when we were in middle school, high school, growing up, everybody was in the same place. And then as soon as you leave, some people get married, some people go to school, some people don't go to school. We still are comparing ourselves to our friends, and there's no point whatsoever. So,
Exactly.
one of the biggest things for me was to stop comparing myself to others. And now that we have social media and
Yeah.
people are presenting images, it's even worse.
It's just so much worse, because all you see is the good stuff that they want to show other people. And so it's like you look at maybe their lives and think that it's like, like the grass is always greener on the other side. And it's not. It's just that you're comparing yourself, and maybe you're comparing your reality, the good and the bad, to what they're sharing on social media, which is probably 99.9% only the good stuff. And so you're like, wow, their life is so much better than mine. And in fact, it's yeah, the grass is not always greener on the other side.
No, and usually you're better off just watering your own grass.
Yeah, exactly. Just like, no, take care of you and yourself, and don't worry about other people, and you'll be much better off, I think.
So the bonus one that I have there, because I've done three originally, is
Yeah.
number 37, smile and laugh more. I just think find things that bring you joy.
And just enjoy them and have fun. And yeah. And I think it can be really small things, like a thing that I really enjoy, but I feel like it's pretty simple. It's just like in the morning, before, like, so I do yoga pretty much every morning, like for 10 minutes. It's not very long, but it's just to wake up. But before I do that, what I'll do is I'll go out on my balcony, which faces like the sun coming up over the mountains. And I'll listen to this little 5 minute like morning inspiration thing, and have like a glass of water and just kind of like listen to that and enjoy the sun coming up over the mountains. And then I'll go and do my yoga. And it's super simple, but it's like this moment in my day. Like, I want to get out of bed so that I can go and have this little moment on my balcony watching the sun come up. And yeah.
I 100% agree with what you're saying. I think sometimes, as children, we find joy and wonder in the small things. And then,
Cardboard boxes. Oh my goodness.
exactly.
Like, yeah, it's like your parents buy you a nice toy. You just want to play with the box.
Yeah. And so I think sometimes we don't take enough time as adults to find joy in the small things, like you said, just enjoying that moment, appreciating
Exactly.
that moment.
Yeah.
And it's like, it's stupid simple because it's like, it happens every day. The sun comes up every day. There's nothing exciting about it, but I'm like, this is my little 5 minutes. Yay.
Sometimes it's just the beauty of a tree or like some flower that has an amazing color, like
Exactly.
just stop and smell the
That's exactly what I was gonna be like, stop and smell the roses. Yeah.
roses.
Exactly. Right. So I think there was so those were the ones that you agreed with. What about the ones you didn't agree with?
Yeah. So, it was number 18, eat a big breakfast. So I recently found out that I have Crohn's disease, and I've known for more than 20 years that I had stomach problems. And so every time someone gives me advice about diet,
You're just like, no, not me.
So what I would say instead is listen to your own body and
Yeah.
do what's best for your body. And that goes for everything
Exactly.
bodily related.
Yeah. Test it out, try it out for yourself and see what works for you. And if it works for you and nobody else, hey, no, we don't, we're not comparing ourselves to others. So, you know.
Number 26 is to make a public commitment. This just gives me anxiety and makes me feel like people are judging me.
No,
So, no,
I'm
thank
not doing it. No, make it public in your journal or something, you know, but pu publish it to
Or
yourself,
tell people
perhaps.
that actually matter to you, or if that really works for you, then do it. But
Do it. Yeah, but no.
so the final one there was avoid using negative words. So in here, it says, stop using negative phrases such as, I can't, it's impossible, or this won't work. That I agree with. Start finding a, say, a way to say, like, not yet, the changing your mindset words. But then they said, stop using profanity. And that was where I went, no, I like swearing. I like using vulgar words. It makes me happy.
Hey, and if it makes you happy, do it, you know.
And also, sometimes I use it to emphasize something that brings me joy, or I want to tell my friends, like, oh my gosh, that's effing amazing.
You can use profanity on this podcast.
Well,
We're
then
all adults
that's
here.
fucking amazing too.
Exactly. Yeah, no, exactly. And I think it's not the word itself, it's the intention and the energy you put into it.
100%.
Yeah, so.
And I find that I use it a lot. Like, I remember going out for pizza with one of my friends shortly after I moved to France. And I asked her, how do I tell the people that this is fucking amazing pizza? And she's like, we can't do that in French. And I was like, then French is bad.
You're like, okay, I don't like this language anymore. Like, no, I can't do it. It's like, what am I supposed to say? It's super, super, yay. Okay. Oh no.
So those are the ones for the negative.
Yeah. All right. And then what about, there was some things about in the article they talked about work-life balance, things like that.
So in that, I was talking about things that I wanted to improve.
Right.
So, related to some of the other ones, number 16 was don't worry what other people think about you.
Yeah.
I'm not a mind reader. I can't try to think about what other people are going to think. I can know just
Exactly.
what I can control.
Yeah. And it's like, I'm like, who has time for that? Like, who has the time to worry about what other people are thinking about them? Like, I get it. I get it how people do worry about what other people think about them, but I'm like, if you're able to stop doing that, I feel like that is just going to feel like free up so much mental space.
It's
And make,
liberating.
yeah, exactly. That's it. Totally. Just like, ah, this is a relief, you know?
The work-life balance, that was number 55 is work 40 hours a week. My work-life balance has improved since I've moved to France, but I still work too much because work day is extended because sometimes I have class, no class, class, no class, and there's too much downtime. So finding ways for me to better use my off time and to balance things, because my work day will never be hours just next to each other.
Yeah,
It's
like
going
9 to 5, right? Yeah.
exactly. So the final thing for me is writing down my goals on paper. So 56 and 57, the final ones. If I don't have goals, I don't get anything done.
Yeah. And if it's almost like if you have the goals, that allows you to create your to-do list, which allows you to move forward on things.
Right. And this is a situation where expectations can actually be a good thing.
Yeah.
Okay? So I've created expectations for myself, and
Right.
and I'm able to reach that instead of focusing on the expectations that I think other people have of me.
Yeah. Like focus on what is it that I want to do and accomplish? And what are my expectations of myself to accomplish these goals and these milestones rather than what do other people want me to accomplish in my life? Right. And it doesn't matter because it's not their life. It's my life. So, you know,
but what is something that you want to work on?
I would say something I want to work on is something very specific is like not working too late. Cause I know that I have a tendency to like get into something and then I'm like, all right, let me do this one thing. And then let me do this other thing in here. Let me just finish this thing up. And sometimes I'll end up working, like sitting on the computer until like 9 o'clock at night. And then I go and eat and then it's late and then I go to bed late and all of this. So what I've like put in my calendar, I'm like 5 o'clock, no more appointments. And I've put a little 30-minute buffer zone in my calendar where it's like close out routine. So it's like 5 o'clock. And I have until that time to do my work. And then I've got a little 30-minute leeway to write down my to-do list and say, okay, what did I not finish? And what do I need to do tomorrow? Put that on my list for tomorrow. And then it's like, stop. That's the end of the day. Anything else, it can wait until tomorrow. Some days good at it. A lot of days still working on it. So,
but at least you're trying to create some systems to improve things. That's it. That's already good. So
that's it. Yeah. No. Totally. Right. Well, thank you very much, Linda, for this discussion. It was very interesting. And yeah, I definitely encourage everybody to go and read that article and maybe pick out a few that you want to do and see which ones you disagree with, because hey, it's okay to disagree with them. And then you can also work on some where you want to improve. All right. Thanks a lot, Linda.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thank you for listening this week. If you want to do more than just listen and you want to practice speaking vocabulary and get the confidence in English that you need for your career, become a member of the Faster Fluency Conversation Club today. And if you want to try the club, we'll give you a guest invitation to a free first session so that you can see for yourself how awesome this club is. To arrange your guest invitation, email us at contact@christinarubafe.com and just ask. We'll take care of you.